This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 205 for Thursday, December 31st. I'm Glenn Halleck. ICE Futures Canola contracts are higher on Thursday morning after starting lower. The March contract is up $2.40 at $6.35.30 per ton. The May contract is up $3.20 at $6.24.20 per ton. There's strong support for canola coming from gains in Chicago soy oil, as well as additional support from higher European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil values. Concerns about dwindling canola ending stocks remain a supportive factor. A stronger Canadian dollar is weighing on canola values. The loonie is at 78.59 U.S. cents compared to Wednesday's close of 78.31. Today marks the first notice of the expiry for the January contract. It officially ends trading on January 14th. The United States Department of Agriculture issued its weekly export sales report this morning. For the week ending December 24th, wheat sales are almost 521,000 tons, a jump of 32% from the previous week. Corn export sales exceed 964,000 tons for an increase of 48% compared to the previous week. Soybean export sales are more than 695,000 tons of old crop, skyrocketing 97% from the previous week. Also, there are export sales of new crop soybeans of around 316,000 tons. Soy meal export sales top 76,000 tons, and soy oil sales are almost 61,000 tons. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are stronger on Thursday morning. The March soybean contract is up 15 cents at $13.15 per bushel. March soy oil is up almost 6 tenths of a cent at 42.45 U.S. cents per pound. March soy meal is up $2.10 at $429.90 per hundredweight. Corn futures are higher on Thursday morning, with the March contract up a nickel at $4.80 per bushel. Chicago oats are higher, with the March contract up 7 cents at $3.56 per bushel. Wheat futures are steady to lower on Thursday morning. Chicago March is down 1.5 cents at $6.39. Kansas City March is down 2.5 cents at $5.99. And Minneapolis March is unchanged at $5.96. The markets will close early today at 12.05 p.m. and will remain closed on Friday for New Year's Day. Trading will then resume on Monday, January 4th. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Thursday morning, December 31st. For Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.